Electricity, a big idea that's inspired countless new ones. From powering the light bulb to virtually powering our entire lives. 30 years ago, State Street launched the Spider S&P 500 ETF, SPY. A big idea that inspired the world to invest differently. And still does. What can you do with SPY?
Before investing, consider the fund's investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Visit SSGA.com for a prospectus containing this and other information. Read it carefully before investing. SPY is subject to risks similar to those of stocks. All ETFs are subject to risk, including possible loss of principal. Alps Distributors, Inc. Distributor.
Hey, it's Kramer, and this is my morning take on the market from today's CNBC Investing Club morning meeting. Jeff, you came to me with a figure this morning, which is that the S&P has been up for 14 of the past 15 weeks, and that is something that we have to celebrate. I know that's always, don't want to get caught in the Dow 10,000, 15, 20,000, but that's a remarkable skein, truly remarkable.
Yeah, it's been pretty unstoppable of a run. No breaks. We've had some times market looked overbought, didn't really hurt things. Buyers have come back. Now you have the S&P above 5,000. We'll see if it stays there. But yes, it has been a big run. A lot of we've been looking through some of the stocks that have contributed the highest performance since 4,000 to 5,000. A lot of tech names on there near the top. Right. Lilly, another one.
NVIDIA and Lilly. But Builders First Source, Quizzically, that's one. I visit one that's near me about 15 minutes away. And you go to these places, obviously, this is for professionals. But the there are some unknown names that need to be talked about because there are places where people made a lot of money. Not unlike the people who work at Costco, you know, they just make a lot of money.
No, absolutely. But let's talk about NVIDIA. Let's go back. You know, there's a story from Reuters today talking about the company maybe getting into custom chip design. You know, it'd be both an offensive and defensive move, I think, for them. Offensive because obviously it's a $20 billion a year market growing at a 20% compound annual growth rate, according to JP Morgan. But at the same time, I think there's a belief that a lot of these cloud customers, they want to do their own custom chips because NVIDIA's are just so darn expensive. So, you know, helping them facilitate with those custom chips could help, you know, protect share in the industry. But at the same time, it's notable because this is dominated right now by two players, Broadcom and Marvell.
Right.
Broadcom, big customers are Google, Meta. Ericsson is another one, too, which was mentioned in the NVIDIA report.
And this was down a lot about, you know, an hour and a half ago when people were trying to figure out, pin the tail on who gets hurt. Broadcom is a wily company. They can come up with other ways to make money.
Yeah, well, you know, back in September when we really started loading up on shares of Broadcom, there was a report from in the media that Alphabet was actually looking to end this relationship that they had with Broadcom. A sticking point was price.
But I did go directly to the head of Alphabet, and it was a total denial.
Absolutely.
And just said, listen, the information source is just inaccurate. I think a lot of us have to accept the fact that what you read anywhere is in it's the standards now of journalism versus one other time. Are rather extraordinarily low.
Yeah, I mean, long story short, the stock's probably up 40 to 50% since then. Right. But I do find it interesting, again, we're seeing this report today, and yet Broadcom, no real negative reaction in the stock.
Start your day with my outlook on the market every morning. Visit CNBC.com/morningtake to become a CNBC Investing Club member at a special rate today.
All opinions expressed by Jim Cramer on this podcast and in connection with the CNBC Investing Club are solely Cramer's opinions and do not reflect the opinions of CNBC, NBC Universal, or their parent company or affiliates, and may have been previously disseminated by Cramer on television, radio, internet, or another medium. No specific outcome or profit is guaranteed in connection with your reliance upon or other use of the content from Cramer. The opinions offered in connection with this podcast and the CNBC Investing Club are not an attempt to induce any particular trading behavior, investment, or strategy. You should be aware of the risk of loss in following any strategy or investment discussed in the content from Cramer. To view the full CNBC Investing Club disclaimer, please visit cnbc.com/investing club disclaimer.
What's on the horizon for financial markets? At PGIM, it's a question that over 1,400 investment professionals relentlessly research in pursuit of your long-term goals. Specialized across asset classes, but united in collaboration. Our teams provide global and local expertise. Our investments shape tomorrow, today. Pursue your tomorrow with PGIM, a leading global asset manager.